Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Jason Dean from Foster's, friendly family-owned supermarket corner of Conway and Allen Streets in Greenfield, longtime supporter of this radio station. And we've long been supporters of what they do because what they do is amazing. You, Jason, are the third generation of a supermarket in an era where big businesses have come and wiped out most of the mom-and-pop shops. So one of the great things about the Valley in general and Foster's specifically is that we see these legacy local markets hanging on, Cereo's, State Street, Cooper's Corner, and of course, Foster's in Greenfield. So you're a Dean, you're not a Foster. Correct. Explain how that works.
Bud is actually my grandfather, and it's my mother's side where it comes down through the Foster line. And
got it.
People were confused because my father worked at Foster's for 49 years also. And a lot of people thought that he was Bud's son.
Yeah, right.
Son-in-law.
So is this something you always wanted to do and hoped to be able to do, to take over Foster's?
Like when you were 5 years old running up and down the aisles, were you saying, this could be mine?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it actually went that way. I actually went to, believe it or not, aircraft mechanics school.
Uh-huh.
When I graduated out of high school.
East Coast Aerotech?
Yes, East Coast Aerotech.
My dad went there.
No way.
Yep.
An alum. Wow. It was just, you know, you're out of high school, you're like, what am I going to do with myself?
Yeah.
And I knew I could work at the store, but bigger eyes, what's going on out in the world?
You have to become that prodigal son to a certain extent and kind of go see what else has the Rahmspringa,
well,
as they call it.
That's kind of what happened is I had graduated and was looking for jobs, putting out, you know, resumes and whatnot. And, well, the phone rings and the store needed a driver for a period of time.
We
come drive while you're looking for a job.
Yeah,
well,
and one thing leads to
the
another.
Rest is history.
Every time I think I'm out, they keep pulling me back in. So tell me a little bit about the history of Foster's. When did it start? Why did Bud, your grandfather, start it?
Well, he started it. Believe it or not, his father was killed in a house fire when he was a young boy.
Wow.
He had six sisters, so he instantly became the man of the house.
Wow.
And we're talking, won't say his age, but he was born in 1920, so you can do the math. But we're talking right during the Depression and whatnot. And heard stories of him having gardens or other people's gardens, and he would get their vegetables and peddle them in a wagon and knock on doors. He was told, get out of here, get away, you know, you'll never amount to anything. So that obviously isn't the case. But,
showed them.
Right. So at some point, someone said, you should go to Mount Hermon School. And he's like, how can I go to Mount Hermon School? I can't pay to go to Mount Hermon School. And they said, we'll put you in the student store and you can work off your tuition.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what they did, and he did so well at the student store that he continued to run it, and when he turned 21, they handed him the apron and said, you own it.
Wow.
They sold it to him. I actually spoke with him this morning, and he said, remind them that I was buying local vegetables back in 1941.
And I think that's really amazing about Foster's. You know, it is fashionable to
shop
local right now, but there was a period of time where it was not fashionable. But yet, that was a commitment that he had the whole time.
Yeah, we've always done the buy local. If you're a farmer, come see us. What do you have? Yeah, we can sell that for you.
Yeah. And why did he do that? I mean, I'm sure it would have been really easy in the 80s or something, the 70s, to say, I'm not going to do that anymore.
No, we just think it's a better product. You know, you get the local product in. It's a double-edged value because the consumer will get the product, use the product. They got what they paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But then that capital goes into the business, Foster's, and it is spent back into the community locally through purchasing from other farmers, vendors that we use.
As Phil has demonstrated, there is a bountiful...
That was a local bite.
A bountiful harvest this season, for sure, in all sorts of areas. So you've got a nice
box
of...
Royal Gala from Clarkdale Orchards.
And Clarkdale is a multi-generational family operation.
Ben,
you guys are...
see more and more Ben and Clark now.
Yeah.
Tom is second. I guess you'd call him second.
Yeah.
And Emerson will be the fourth.
Either that or he'll be on the revival of Wicked on Broadway, like take after his mom. Jason Dean, who is third generation Foster's supermarket, the grandson of Bud Foster, who I must admit I still get tickled by in all of the Foster's ads to hear him talk.
Hey, buy a banana, eat a banana, cook a banana, bake a banana, Bud Foster here.
How is your grandfather doing?
He is great. I mean, you cannot imagine what this 93-year-old man does on a daily basis. I mean, he is here, there, everywhere. If you saw him out on the street, you'd say, oh, there's somebody that's mid-60s.
Wow.
You know.
So can we get him in here sometime?
I'm sure you could.
I'll go to him.
All right.
Yeah, he's
a
legend.
He'd love it. He's a ham, that's for sure. He's
a local ham.
Yeah.
Jason Dean from Foster's, family-owned supermarket, third generation, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.